and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Dynasty by the Sham Family. Before that, we heard Babe Rainbow with their track Peace Blossom Boogie. And at the top, we heard some new Dr. Dog. Song's called Talk is Cheap. Mm. Folks, we saw another film this week.
Yes.
Drive Away Dolls.
Yes.
Ethan Cohen? Joel Cohen. I think it's Joel Cohen.
The one that didn't do the Macbeth movie.
Exactly. So his wife is like a bisexual woman, and they have various sort of adventures. And so he was inspired to make this movie, Drive Away Dolls, which is about
Ethan Cohen,
which is about two lesbians who go on a road trip to deliver a car that just so happens to have a head.
Yeah, by accident.
By accident.
Because criminals were supposed to be the ones that took the car.
They accidentally take, like, a mob car.
Yeah. They just want to get to Tallahassee, Florida to go birding. But little do they know, they're roped into a crime.
Yeah.
It was very silly.
It was very goofy.
You can tell,
like, where the Raising Arizona, like, Big Lebowski stuff comes from.
Yeah, I would say it's a little too silly, but it was still, I had a good time watching it. Like, I was entertained.
The plot is, like, wafer thin. The final climax just, like, sort of, like, ends itself without the main characters, like, doing anything.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre. There's a lot of, like, weird, like, transitional, like, psychedelic scenes. Miley Cyrus is involved in these.
Yeah, there's a lot of famous people in it for, like, 1 minute
a lot of
each.
Cameos.
Yeah.
Overall, not super great. Apparently there's going to be like a trilogy of these movies.
Okay.
So.
I mean, it wasn't like knee slappingly funny, and it also, the plot was not that engaging. So I would say, you know, what are you watching this for? You know, if you're
watching
for comedy,
it
you're not you're getting that
it
much.
The Coen Brothers guy directed it.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, what are you up to?
And I really did like all the performances. Margaret Qualley is very talented. I will say she is a great actress. Her accent was great. Okay, well, actually, I don't know that Texas accent.
I thought she was the best person in the flick.
They were all good. Like, Beanie Feldstein's funny, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone is funny.
Yeah, yeah. But this Qualley lady. I'm excited. I want to see this new Borgos flick, Kinds of Kindness.
Mm.
She's in this. It looks real good.
Yeah, and it's funny because her mom is Andy McDowell or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not funny and not that good at acting. This is our Andy McDowell hate train. Yeah, but
we've never liked her.
No. But Mark
we've had
Quayle
a long-standing
really
thing
I know,
show
literally.
About her.
We watched like two of her rom-coms like, one time, and we're like, why aren't these funny?
Yeah.
Anyway,
folks. Up next, we've got some summer songs. This is like a classic, like, relaxing summer track, in my opinion. It's Gorillaz. It's Humility. Here we go.
You in the picture, that's what I'm calling.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Pool Party by Julia Jacklin. Before that, we heard Grizzly Coast with their track Washed. And right at the top, we heard Humility by Gorillaz. Now, folks, it is time for your Ice of the Panisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, we have a very special early Tiny Desk. This is a Tiny Desk from January 2010. So 14 years ago, which is just crazy to think that it's been going on that long. This was hot off the heels of the record The Life of the World to Come. And the track that he plays here is Psalms 42. So if you're not familiar with Psalms 42, that is, he brought me up from a desolate pit, out of the muddy clay, and set my feet on a rock, making my steps secure. So this is a song about a couple. I imagine they're teenagers, and I imagine that they're like gay teenagers in love. The reason why I say that is there's this lyric, light cascading through the windows, all the rainbows, heavy tones, sort of the sort of onus of these southern kids. They're from Missouri. They're driving around desecrating churches along the countryside for their own amusement because of, you know, the fact that the church has not been too kind to them and their kin, their kith and kin. So this is sort of a romantic song about church desecration that is full of just lyrics about not necessarily piety, but just devotion. Let my mouth be ever fresh with praise. He has fixed his sign in the sky. He has raised me from the pit and set me high. So it's sort of communing with God through desecration. That is sort of like the connection that you have to the divine, this sort of the divine self-expression, I guess you could say. I don't know. It's all very interesting. It's all very compelling. You feel like you're in the car with these kids. It's just so, especially this live version, it's so urgent and just so raw. I'm a real, real big fan. You can tell why this is simply the greatest band of all time, listening to this version. I'm telling you right here. Anyway, I'll leave you with what JD said. I've been paraphrasing it, but in describing the song when he played it, This was in a different interview. He said, I'm saying that your ideas of God will come to rest upon you in the moment of profoundest degradation, which is kind of what this song is about. Here is Psalms 42 by the Mountain Goats.
Heavy laden, made for the chapel with some spray paint for all the things we'd held in secret. Lord, lift up these lifeless bonds, light cascading through the windows, all the rainbow's heavy tones. He has fixed his sign in the sky. He has raised me from the pit and set me high. Left that place in ruin, drunk on the spirit and high on fumes. Checked into a red roof and stayed up for several hours and then slept like infants in the burning fuselage of my days. Let my mouth be ever fresh with praise. He has fixed his sign in the sky. He has raised me from the pit and set me high. Each morning new, each day shot through with all the sharp small shards of shrapnel that seemed to burst out of me and you. Head down toward Kansas, we will get there. When we get there, don't you worry. Feel bad about the things we do along the way, but never really that bad. We inhaled in air. Lord, send me a mechanic if I'm not beyond repair. He has fixed his sign in the sky. He has raised me from the pit and he will set me high.
This
you feel okay.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard On Our Way to the Rave by Ducks Limited. Before that, we heard Clay Pigeon with their track Feel Okay. And right at the top, we heard a live Tiny Desk version of the Mountain Goats track Psalms 42.
Tiny decks. They have to play outside.
Yeah. Tech decks.
Wow. We're always bringing up tech decks.
Yeah, it's our favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. My favorite thing is actually Doggerland.
Oh, yes. We've been big into Doggerland this weekend,
so,
folks.
So, for those unaware,
I've got that Doggerland in me.
It's the submerged area of land between England and the rest of Europe.
France, specifically.
That used to be, and a little bit up goes to the Netherlands, Belgian? And stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it used to be land, and now it's underwater. But it's so cool because it's not that deep underwater because mm-hmm. it used to be land. So sometimes, like, the way they found it is that someone was, like, fishing and pulled up an antler, and the antler was dated to, like, when that region was tundra.
Right. So, yeah, like, a really long time ago. So, like, Doggerland, like, when there were, like, ice ages and there was more water locked up in ice, then it was, like, there, right?
Yeah. It was a combo of, like
how long ago
the warming earth melting ice caps and submerging it, and also there was apparently a really big tsunami that happened near the end, when at the point when Doggerland was only like a few islands, the tsunami washed away their remaining topsoil, and then there was no Doggerland anymore.
I see.
Well, according to someone on the internet.
And it makes sense because, like, the Dutch, they make those, like, polder things, you know, where they just, like, literally, like, reclaim land out of the sea.
Oh, through, yeah.
Like, drainage.
Walls. Yeah. And,
like, that's probably, that's what they're doing. They're just building up Doggerland again. That's wild.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's get it all back. Let's drain the North Sea.
I want to
see some Doggerland. But they've pulled up mammoths, lions, other animals.
Wow.
This is from Wikipedia. And prehistoric tools and weapons because it was land when there was people. So, like,
yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
But their house is underwater now.
It makes you think of, like, one of the great hinge points in history is what if there, you know, this ice age doesn't melt away? What if Doggerland remains for, like, most of European modern history? What does it look like? What does Europe look like if England is connected to the main body?
Mm.
If, like, Brexit seems ridiculous? Mm. If Britain doesn't become a major naval power that allows them to take control of the entire globe.
World, yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Like, Napoleon once famously said that if he had control of the English Channel for an afternoon, he would have England under his domination by that day.
Wow.
Just because, like, England had no standing army. But
they
just
got
complete
cannons.
just complete naval domination.
Wow.
But yeah.
Yeah, pretty folks, crazy.
Imagine just no England at all. Have you remember The Simpsons when Lionel Hutz imagines all the people of the world smiling and holding hands? and like rainbows and butterflies. This is no England, folks. It's just all France. Oh my God.
Wow.
Look what they took from us.
Yeah. That we would have no. Our culture, the quote, culture that we have, wouldn't exist.
Yeah, oh man.
You know,
wouldn't that be a shame?
Our colonizers would have been just French. No, yeah. Battle of the Plains of
there
Abraham.
There wouldn't be a single pizza anywhere on the continent.
I know, right? What the heck?
Yeah, I would bawl my eyes out thinking about the implications of that.
Anyway.
Anyway, folks. Up next, we have none other than Vampire Weekend. This record is so good. Prep School Gangsters. Here we go.
Something people say that don't really feel that something people say. You could lose some teeth that way. Call it business, call it war. Got a glass full of thousand dollars. Yours was better, mine was worse. Till it took on the fifth chain curse. Call me jealous, call me mad. Now I got the thing you had. Somewhere in your family tree, there was some.
Land. Linos hangs around. You steal the ballerina everybody knows what your feet are on the ground. But as the years go by and points comply with ever more relief,
folks. Hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us, listening to some tunes, enjoying this lovely Tuesday weather. I hope it was nice for you. I don't actually know what the weather's looking like over there, but what did we just hear, my dear friend?
Oh, we just heard Patterns by Laura Marling.
A brand spanker.
Before that, Jackie by The New Pornographers. And at the top, Prep School Gangsters by Vampire Weekend.
That's right. We want to, again, thank you all for listening. Up next, we're going
to... Oh, Dean's going to play the worst song ever coming up next. Oh. And then a good song after that.
We're going to listen to Shugie, Foxygen.
Hate you, song.
No. You don't like Foxygen?
I'm sorry, Foxygen, if you're listening. Other people like you on this earth, just not me personally.
And then Loveless said the whale, which I think is a little more agreeable for you. And then, yeah, after those couple tracks, folks, keep listening. Keep that dial on 101.9 FM. Alphabet Alphabet Soup, a little more indie alternative sort of hodgepodge like this show is coming up with our dear friend Hayden, no relation. After that, at 11, Listening Queerly with Lauren is going to be hanging out for an hour. And then at noon, Democracy Now!, Amy Goodman letting you know what's going on. So yeah, stick with us and have a good Tuesday, folks. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
21 goes 45. Take a walk and cruise the strip at night. Looks like you got a question in your eyes. You in some, lose some, baby, who's got the time? That's right.
To downtown Kingston, featuring the Juno Award-winning platinum-selling Crash Test Dummies. With special guest, Kingston's own Piner. Rockin' the Square, Friday, July 26th at 8 p.m. Presented by the City of Kingston. Public transit and general admission are free for all ages. Details at kingstonlive.ca.
My name is Dale Wallen from the Community Options at Community Living Kingston.
Community Living Ontario is a non-profit provincial association that has been advocating for people who have an intellectual disability and their families for 70 years. We proudly work alongside over 119 local agencies and advocate on behalf of more than 100,000 people across Ontario. We are an active member of Inclusion Canada and regularly communicate with equivalent provincial and territorial associations. We also have influence at a global level thanks to our affiliation with Inclusion International.
Also thanks to PSC for the wonderful opportunity.
Keep up with what's hot on CFRC Airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC